Manny Meway.
Manny Meway. Laura, I think you're going to be pointing at me.
And Laura Lee.
There we go.
And we're hosting this podcast that's ours, and we created it
because
almost 2 years ago.
What the hell?
That's what we're doing today.
You guys, we filmed an episode already, so we're not well.
You know how that
But it's going to be really, I feel like it's going to be a good one. I'm really excited about this game.
So we got this game and it's like, let's get deep. And so you pull a card and it asks like a crazy deep question and you have to answer it. So we're going to be asking each other really deep questions for this episode.
We're going to dig deep.
Strap in. You might find out something you don't know about each of us.
We're going to really be digging deep. There's an icebreaker question, a deep question, and a deeper question. I want us to do the mostly deepers.
We'll get into that.
Because we already, like, a lot of them and we know each other
so much about
us. Of the icebreakers and stuff.
Yeah.
We could do deepers.
I think so, too, honey.
You know what I mean? I think that's what we're going to have to do.
I think so, too. Okay, so we're starting with peaks and pits?
Of course, of course. Okay, so let's do peak.
Actually, let's announce our holiday sale.
Okay. You're so...
Manny was like, wait. Manny did the math. And he was like, this episode comes out, you know...
The 17th.
Towards the end of November. So we are going to be having on both brands, LunarBeauty.com, LarLeeLosAngeles.com, MinimLA.co. We're going to be having major Black Friday sales. So for both of our makeup websites, it's going to be a tiered system.
A tiered system, yeah. So it's like you spend a certain amount of money.
You save more.
And then you save more. So the more you spend, the more you save. So it's one of those things where it's going like this, but you're going like that. So I'm really excited.
Make sure you're signed up for our email blast because we'll post Same. On socials, of course, and like have the breakdown of what the discounts are going to be. But we're going to be having some deep discounts.
I'm really excited. I feel like because I don't really do sales that much.
Yeah.
But I do save like my big hunk of sales for Black Friday.
Yeah.
Like, that's when I actually really go in on
this
the sales.
Is our
like I really will get
biggest sale of the year.
Same.
This is the deepest
By
discount
far.
You're gonna get on our brands for the year.
Mm-hmm. And this is the time where it's like this is time to like stock. And the thing is, I take advantage of it for other brands.
Oh, honey,
right now
I have
when you just
list.
Read, no, when you go like Aloe 30% off, I'm like, period.
Oh, we're going home. We're gonna go home and shop.
We're gonna
that.
Go and shop my Aloe. I take advantage fully of like the end of the year sales because I'm like, this is the time. To shop. This is time to get some shit.
We're going
to
have even our bath products on Minim.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Included in just for the Black Friday sale. Mm-hmm. And then that's going to be gone. But we're going to have some major sales. I know you are too.
I'm doing it's like site-wide.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm doing a site-wide sale where it's like, and usually like when you're doing a tiered system, you kind of like have to do it site-wide.
Yeah, because it's
like,
sense.
It's really hard to like back end select certain products that it doesn't work on when it's site-wide. It's a very strange like back-end thing. So I'm like, okay, I guess we just have to do like site-wide tier system.
Exactly. So that's
what I'm excited for.
Yeah. Same site-wide for us too. And I'm super excited for it. I hope you guys too. So we'll link our websites down below if you guys want to take a peek around Black Friday. I mean, both of our sales, I believe, run before Black Friday. It's like the week of Black Friday.
It's the week of Black Friday.
So check them out then.
Days before.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail. Mm-hmm.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
But our peaks.
Tennis? Wait, was yours too? Was yours tennis too?
Mine's tennis too.
No.
It is.
That's so, you guys, we went and played tennis together, me, Laura, and Tyler.
Manny inspired it for sure.
Well, I was like, let's go play.
He's a tennis girly.
Like, I've been turning into a tennis girly, and like, I have gotten like pretty good.
He's so good at it. So it's time. I was like, why am I here?
No, stop.
Like, they're literally like Serena and Venus out there, like going crazy, hitting balls at each other.
No, you're crazy.
And then Manny's like, Laura, are you ready? And I'm like, yeah. And he'll tee me one, and then I turn my head and miss it.
Like, oh. But it's funny because, like, when I'm hitting it to Tyler, I'm a lot more brutal and intense. But with Laura, I'm like this.
If you hit it like that towards me, I can't hit it.
Laura, there's moments when the ball's like going like this, and you're like, ah! You guys, I need you to imagine what playing tennis with me and Laura and Tyler is like. It is a shit show on that court of three people.
100%.
Like, you know, the people on the sides of us were like, God damn, these people have to go. Like, the other court next to us was like, get these bitches out of here. The amount of balls that were hit outside.
There was two 10-year-olds playing the sickest game of tennis I've ever seen right beside us. I was like, are you kidding
me? It made us look so like.
It did. It did.
Okay. Well, you know what? We're going to just. Keep working on it. But it was so much fun. Like, I've been, like, wanting, like, Tyler and Laura to, like, play and, like, get into it, too. So I'm really excited.
Oh, we're going to play more.
Yes. Because, honestly, it was a good workout, was it not?
Yes. I hadn't played since we played in Fiji, which was, I think, 6 years ago. I literally hadn't played tennis in 6 years. So I definitely had a warm-up. But I feel like towards the end, I was, like, doing better. Mm-hmm. I was doing a lot better.
And it's a muscle memory game. Like, I only play once a week, but I've gotten as good as I've gotten from just playing the one time a week because of muscle memory and consistency. And just kind of like figuring out what works out good for me. I've looked up YouTube videos like to like, how do you like do a backhand? Like that's how even when I was like, oh, you should go over and like telling you guys those things because I just had watched.
They were trying to tell me all these moves and like, because I do everything inappropriately or like the wrong way in tennis. And they were trying to tell me how to play. And I was like, listen.
No, it's not that, Laura. It's just because you're more wiggly.
I was like, I am wiggly.
You're wiggly. Like, it's just different. Like, I don't know if like that's like the right word, but it's like your arms are wiggly. Your arms are wiggly.
They're long and they bend a lot of different ways.
Because you can remember like the, you're ambidextrous. No.
Double jointed.
So it's like you're more wiggly naturally. So it's like with tennis, I feel like it's so much more like.
A stern, like stiff, like.
Yes. Oh. Very like. Huh. I kind of love like when I'm playing too and I'm like. And I only do it when I'm like really like going through the gigs. If I'm grunting or it's because I really tried and I had to let out that breath of my last breath. But it was honestly so much fun. And Laura was a little sore the next day, 2 days after.
I had a little shoulder soreness this morning.
There we go.
I thought I was going to be a lot more sore. I'm not going to lie, but I think it's because I work out and so my muscles are in use pretty actively.
They know.
I think if I didn't work out, I would have been very sore.
You'd be on the ground.
Yeah.
But like, let's be honest.
Honestly, I was good. I thought I was going to be sore. I was like, dang, I'm going to be so sore after this. And I woke up the next morning. I was like, oh, I didn't do anything.
And you would like be a trooper because like if you hit a ball, you would run and go get it. Like you're constantly moving.
Yeah.
Like you're constantly going. Tennis is like a fun cardio sport, which is why I like playing because I don't do cardio ever. But tennis has become my cardio thing.
That's so good for you. And it's a fun
version of it.
That's so good.
And it's like, I have high cholesterol.
Oh my God. I need to work my heart out. About that.
I have to work my heart out, like, for sure. Like, I need to be constantly, like, active and going. And, like, I have high cholesterol, like, genetically, like, it's inside me, like, not because I'm, like, you know, super unhealthy with my lifestyle. It's just I naturally have it because my family has it. So I have to be constantly kind of aware, like, okay, I have to get my heart pumping fast because it's like,
blood moving. Clear out the plaque doesn't
fucking form up. And I.
That's right. And I.
So I don't want to, you know, go out, but that was just like a fun, a really fun peak.
Yeah, that was so much fun.
It was so much fun. We played at like night too. And it was like,
it was lovely.
Cool. And it was just, it was like, and honestly, guys, there's a court that's close to us. So it made it just.
Oh, chef's kiss.
So easy.
It couldn't have been better.
Went to Laura's house after and we ate wings.
Oh, dude. Oh, I know what my pit is.
Laura, this is the pit.
Okay, y'all. So we're like, we want to be nasty. We want to be bad. We want to eat something dirty. And so Manny's like, let's do wings. So we're like, Wingstop, those fucking gooey fries with the ranch. And
the buffalo ranch fries. Buffalo ranch fries.
A big sweet tea, a fried wing. Like, give it to me.
Like, just be nasty.
So we're like, okay. And then when we get to my house, we're like, damn, it's like an hour and a half wait for the food.
Literally, it was like, I think it really was like 50 minutes to 110. It was 110.
Yeah.
An hour 10.
And then we did the priority, so it made it an hour. So I was like, we'll wait an hour.
We'll wait an hour. It's fine.
So it took the full hour. Mm-hmm. And then the food gets there. Y'all, they forgot to put my fucking food in the bag. I was so mad. You guys,
I didn't even know what. Like, I was like,
no.
We were like already at our wits' end.
Starved.
We had started eating snacks in Laura's place. We were starting to go in on like random things just to like appease us.
Because we had played that game of tennis. So we were like hungry. Like,
famished.
Yeah.
I was ravenous. I was getting vampiric. And I was like,
I can wait an hour. I'll do it. I'll wait the hour.
We can wait an hour. It's fine. And she can get her wings, y'all. The wings never even came.
I did not get wings. And so I just nibbled off Manny's and Tyler's wings.
But you honestly got full because you ordered wings from another place and you didn't even eat them.
And they were disgusting, by the way.
No, they weren't. I'm a Wingstop
girlie. We'd rather wait an hour on Wingstop to not give us. So Wingstop.
Yeah. Or Buffalo
Wingstop,
Wild Wings.
What happened?
What the hell happened?
Where are my chicken wings?
Because let me tell you something. My wings were perfect.
Wingstop does got some bomb ass wings.
The lemon pepper?
Yeah, it'll get you going.
That'll get me together, you guys. I'm telling you, like lemon pepper wings with buffalo ranch fries and a sweet tea.
And me and Manny both.
My deathbed.
Flats.
Only. My brother actually got me into Only Flats because I would like eat just drumsticks. And he's like, you should try the flats because like
flats
the,
are way
better. Like skin. Or way better meat. And I was like, okay, I'll try it. And then I love them.
Wait, you
but
guys.
I thought he was crazy.
You guys comment. Flats or drums?
Please. I need to know this. Flats or drums? Comment down below. What do you guys like more? Flats
or drums?
This is actually very serious.
Yeah.
Tell us. Well, that was a big pit.
That was a big peak and pit.
Mm-hmm. No, what about your socks?
So I also have another pit, and I talked about my brands a lot the last episode. Still talking about my brands. It's just something on my mind. It's something I'm dealing with. It's like some shit I'm dealing with life. Like every day. So it's like on my mind and what I think about whenever I think about my week. Uh-huh. So our slouch socks, I would say
is that your top seller?
Quote this. I would say is probably like top five products.
Slouch socks are like comfy socks, right? Like just like that. Or like
they
really-
are, but they kind of slouch down, you know, they're not like ankle socks or whatever like they have. They're a great winter socker. I wear them in the summer to the beach like with my sneakers because I like the look.
Yeah, the cushion.
The cushion and like the look of it like scrunched down. I think it's cute. But I put them on with my boots always.
Got it.
My boots. So anyways, they're a huge seller for us and we have three colors. So for this holiday season, spoiler alert, we're coming out with new colors in our slouch socks and we're also restocking the ones that are sold out. We're doing emerald green.
Period. I honestly think you were going to say I was just trying to be like.
Fuck it. I'm a tell full fan.
Emerald
it's
green.
It's like a dark forest green, like I should say. Like a dark hunter, like a deep, deep green.
I want them.
Charcoal.
Oh, love.
So
I
good. Love, oh my God. It's my favorite. And then we're restocking the white because white sells out every time.
Got it.
Because everybody wants the white one.
Classic.
So we're going to bundle the three, like a new bundle. We'll have our mm-hmm. old bundle too of the cream black and white, which mm-hmm. is like most popular. And then we'll do our new
charcoal hunter white.
But y'all, so I'm like, yes, yes, yes. Like we got all this shit ordered. We got it done. We got it produced, made. Now it's held up. Now well, it's why held
is it
up.
Like, it feels like our peaks or our pits, like every couple months, is one of us having a holdup at the ports. Or one of us having a holdup in some way.
Swear to God.
It makes
these
me
these are made
irate.
In the U.S. production holdup. And this is why it's fucking hard to produce shit in the
what?
U.S.
You had a production holdup?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a holdup at the port.
It doesn't even go through the port. It goes directly to us. Yeah. And we're
honestly, what the fuck is that?
And we're still held up. Because,
not that even held up is crazy.
Like, y'all, America, like...
A mess.
No, you got it right. A mess. Like, producing. We're just not like... I don't know. I'm uneducated to say we're not a producing company or country, but I'm like, are we? Because it seems like every time we spend the big coin and, like, work in the U.S. on projects and stuff...
That, it fucks you.
Yeah, it's still a very complicated thing. It's not easier.
Damn. And it's much more expensive.
Oh, girl.
Like, honestly, I don't even think I'd be able to do what I do with my brand
no.
if I still try to create it in the U.S.
Yeah. Impossible.
It'd be impossible.
Impossible.
Though. With inflation?
Oh!
It's all about... our pit is inflation.
Our pit is inflation. And basically, I'm praying right now that we get to launch the socks before Christmas.
You're kidding.
Because, honey, if we have to launch them in January...
You're gonna... Laura, if... What the fuck?
Yeah. So I'm like, please.
So like, what do you, did they tell you like an estimate of when they can start creating?
Yes and no. And like, we're hopeful for
production?
December. No, but we're hopeful for December.
We're in November.
Yeah, I know.
And they haven't started production
Spooky
yet?
Spooky ookie.
Oh my God.
But you know, once they actually get you in line and start producing, like it's pretty quick. Like it's quicker. Like the actual, it's the wait time. Like
oh,
for
yeah,
your
no, of
brand
course.
To be
yes,
in line.
To get in line.
So we'll see what happens. I don't know. I'm just hopeful right now. But it's my pit because y'all, I'm on edge. What's
so
your
sorry.
Pit?
My pit is I'm still interviewing for a freaking a temp assistant.
No.
I've had 3 interviews so far.
And? No. No. Guys,
it's crickets, Laura. Let me tell you something.
Oh,
it has
no.
been. The interviews I've had have been very rough. I have another 2 tomorrow. Which
Dang,
I'm
that's
hopeful.
A lot. That's a lot.
Literally, I have another 2 tomorrow. I'm hopeful that I'll have one person in there that's just going to blow me out of the water that I can just feel the vibe. Okay, so when I like someone, I'm doing the little Zoom interview long.
Okay, Zoom.
Like 20
so
minutes.
That makes it
no,
so...
No, it's Zoom. It's Zoom.
Okay.
Zoom.
Okay, I thought you were like driving and
fuck
meeting
no.
all these
fuck
people.
No.
Oh my God.
I need the vibes immediately and yeah. then I can go from there. We can meet in
that
person.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
If I don't like you, the interview would be 6 minutes long.
Honestly, yes. That's
it's
very factual.
Fast.
That's
it's
how it is in the business world too. Like
if
you
know,
have a really
like
quick
you.
Interview. I had a lot of interviews for jobs
Same.
I didn't get. And if it were quick interviews, I was
like, well, fuck me.
Yep.
Yeah, but the ones I like, it'll be like 20 to 30 minutes.
Yeah.
With like a, because it's more so an intro call, so my mom already vets them beforehand.
That's smart.
She already like does all that stuff for me, and then we'd meet them together. So we meet yeah. them together, and that's like where we go based off of like the interview portion, and then, you know, kind of go from there. But it's been rough waters.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because like right now, like we're going towards mm-hmm. the holidays, like, you know, people are like, I want full time, and I'm like, I can't get full time, you know? And it's like, it's a temp position because when my assistant,
comes back. You're
comes
in a
back.
Really,
it's
you're
a
in
very
a really
spot.
Sticky spot.
Very, very sticky spot. And like, luckily, I have like Nick came up this weekend to help me
to help
with stuff. And like, thank God, like that I had him because he went to the PO box. Guess how many packages I had?
Oh my God!
Because my assistant didn't go. I didn't go for a week.
PR. How much?
37.
37?
37 packages in 5 days.
30,000?
30,000? 37 packages in 5 days. And Whoa. He had to do like 5 trips to up and down my... Like, he was like, what the fuck is this? And I'm like, I'm so sorry.
Does
Thank
Nick
you so
have
much.
A big car?
He took mine. I had to
oh,
take mine.
Okay,
I had to
okay,
take my,
okay.
my second one.
Yep.
I was like, take mine. So he was able to fit it all in there, but I was just like... Maybe I should go every couple of days. I should go. I should do it.
You gotta go.
I have to go myself. So it's like damn. So and now I'm like, the hunt continues. And I was like, let me just fill them in because the hunt is still ongoing.
It's too much.
And I'm like, it's because all these brands are launching holiday stuff, of course. So it like makes sense for me to have, I don't usually get 35 packages in 5 days, but because of the wildness of the holidays, the wild, wild west, like I'm swimming in product right now. And I'm like, Nick, please keep taking photos of me for me.
Is that what he's doing?
Yes, he's like taking product shots for me. He's breaking down the boxes. Like, because when you get a lot of boxes in, like, I want them to have photos sorted, breaking down the boxes to go with. Like, it took him like 7 hours to get all the boxes done. And I was like, Nick.
That's crazy.
That's my bitch right there.
Yeah. PR is a little bitch right there. So
it literally actually is.
Not that I'm complaining.
No, I'm very grateful. Saying, but it's like, it does take like, you know, just time.
It takes
a lot of time. So I just have to be like, okay, cool. Let me just set aside hours of my day to do
this.
Good
God, that's too much. I know. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Well, are you ready to play this game?
I sure.
Should we start with icebreaker? We're going to start with the light questions.
Let's start with an icebreaker.
Grab the whole pile. Yeah.
Oh, the whole pile.
Okay. And then pick one.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Let's just start with like,
he's just getting crazy.
Icebreakers are very light, so okay. I'm just going to
We'll be easy.
Let's start off with something. These are all lobs, of course. What is the strangest thing you've ever eaten? Strangest thing you've ever eaten.
I did eat something when we were on that cruise ship and I ate that.
You were going
cargo.
To say that.
Listen, I don't think y'all knew that about me back then because this was like when I first met you, Patrick, Kristen, and we knew each other, but not like on the level that we got to know each other. Yes. And everybody at the table was trying escargot.
It was a snail
and it like busted in your mouth. And so when it came from my turn, like that's my thing. Like I do not.
Laura's an anti-fooder.
I am an anti-weird shit in my
like
mouth.
Laura can't. Like I she can't. She will fucking. You guys.
I will.
She'll have a meltdown.
You have seen me. And
oh yeah.
Like
the chicken fish.
Like heights don't scare me, spiders don't scare me,
food does.
Food scares me, and so they
scares me.
I
to be still.
Freaked out on this cruise ship. Do you remember?
Oh, I sure do.
Escargot.
We bet her. We at the point we were like Laura, like
because I was like I'm not
come
doing
on,
it.
We dare you. No, it's
I was
dare.
Like, I'm not doing
we,
it.
I was like, we dare you try the escargot. Let that shit go down. And Laura did.
I remember it.
You bit it. That's it.
I remember holding it in my mouth, just gagging, and it was just like sitting there because it's like a bubble you like popping it juices.
When Laura bit it.
Oh, I screamed. My little freakouts are so comical too.
Like,
they just are.
Funny
because
as
I'm so dramatic.
Laura's like,
I'm dramatic. Yeah, like, my tongue. Like this.
Like, it was so dramatic, but it was so fucking funny. And it's funny because it's like, escargot is like, it's a delicacy in so many countries.
Sick!
But it's, because even me, I was like, I don't want to do this. Like, I'm just like, I'm not as bad as Laura, not even close, but I'm also very like finicky with food too. And I'll be like, no, I don't want to like try that. Yeah. Like, I'm good. Thank you. Like, I'm good. I don't want to try
it nasty,
a lot
it?
Of shit. But Laura's reactions are much funnier.
Yeah, maybe it will so like, dramatic. It'll I'm like okay, deal with okay. it.
So when you bid that escargot on that cruise ship, I didn't think we were gonna make it through the whole
you thought they
cruise.
Were gonna park the boat.
That was my first and only cruise I've ever been on.
I have been on I think that was my second, possibly. I think I had been on one other.
Uh-huh.
And I don't want to go on any more cruises.
Yeah.
I'm not because that was a bad experience. I had a great time
no,
with
yeah,
you guys.
It was super
that
fun.
Was a really fun cruise.
But I just like have not gone on
I'm
cruise
done.
Since.
I'm done.
I'm also like scared. Now I feel like all these cruise videos pop up that
girl,
are like
they'd
like,
be shitting in bags.
No, no, shitting in bags and like these fucking ice bridges be coming out here and like
they
all these
wreck
like, storms
it,
and wrecks.
Girl,
and I'm like, I'm scared.
Not on a boat with no cell phone.
Oh yeah, you have no service out there because you're in the middle of the ocean.
Honey, not with these.
The
cats.
Wi-Fi was terrible.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god. No, you guys, I don't like cruises or. Wildin.
They are.
They're wild.
If you could have an exotic animal as a pet, which would you want? So if you could have like any animal.
Do you know what I would want?
I'm going to hurt you.
I would want a little skunk.
Oh!
I would want a little skunk. After I saw those baby skunks at your house, it made me really want a little baby
Aren't
skunk.
Aren't they so cute?
Because they were so cute and they seemed so sweet and so kind.
They are sweet.
And like.
So one thing you guys might not know about skunks is they actually, their last resort is spraying you. Skunks
yes, they don't
do not
do that.
Spray easy. They do not want to spray you because they're vulnerable for
they
7 days after they spray you. So it's you're really fucking with a skunk if you got too close if you got sprayed because they do this tactic. I hang out with them in my backyard all the time.
Yes.
Don't I? They go. With their little paws, and they try to scare you, and
like,
they'll
I'm
like,
gonna spray.
like they'll try to like scare you off first, and then if you keep coming at them, you force them to do what they don't want to do. So skunks get a bad rep.
But like they're just so sweet, and
they
like
are.
I just
they're so
can't
sweet.
Handle how cute they were. And the thing is, because like the ones that I saw at Laura's house in her backyard were like two little babies, and there's something about a baby skunk.
Well, they play with each other.
No, it gagged me.
They literally play
Laura,
together
it,
in my backyard.
It changed my DNA.
I know. It got you, didn't it?
It shook me to my core. And so, like, I used to, when I was little, I used to want sugar gliders.
Oh.
I thought they were so cute.
My
to me.
God.
Like, little sugar gliders. Also, like, a friend, like, the reason I even wanted a sugar glider and I wanted to eat skunk back in the day was because a friend of mine had hella pets and she had a pet skunk.
Someone's
whose little glands,
me.
Okay. Whose little glands were removed. So
oh
they couldn't
my
even
God.
Spray. So it became a pet.
I saw some on TikTok.
No.
Mm-hmm. I'll send you.
And she, had sugar gliders that lived on her front porch. That
you know
would
those are
across.
Illegal. You're not
yeah.
allowed to have them.
Yeah, and she had them. She was a crazy little bitch.
Skunks and sure. Oh, he's going deep, y'all. He
I'm
said he
deep.
Said enough of this bullshit.
I'm done with icebreakers. I want deep. If I can pick up the damn cards. Okay.
I'm scared.
What is, name one thing that you've been wanting to do but you've been putting off.
Salsa.
Salsa?
I haven't really specifically wanted to do it, but I always see Shayla doing it. And remember I sent you her story one day and I was like, she's so brave. Like,
oh,
just
yeah.
going
yes,
fucking to
I do remember
like, I
she was
so
like doing
scared.
It so like.
Like just sickening.
And I was like, how is she doing
and taking
this?
Lessons in the middle of the week.
I
like, I cannot even
imagine.
So she invited me.
And you know I can't dance in public.
To do a lesson.
Stop.
I'm going to do it.
When?
Next Wednesday. I'm terrified. So I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to dance like that. I'm so scared.
I saw you dance on your stories with Melissa and you did an amazing job.
Thank you.
I would want to say for the record, I thought you did so good. I even responded to your stories specifically.
He did.
Like, you did a great job.
He did. He did. It's and I told them that night because we were going to the salsa bar. I said, I'm not going to dance, but I'm going to have a good time with y'all.
Exactly.
Because you know, I'm always down for a good time,
of course.
But I was like, I'm not going to dance. Like several of the salsa guys asked me to dance and it's not like that. Like they just throw girls in
of
and
course.
Out.
Like you
you're
just
moving
dance.
In and out. And I was like, no. And then Melissa's like, get up, I'm gonna teach you. And I was like, fine, you're a professional dancer. I can't say
I like if someone said like, if someone was like, come on to me, I'd be like, mm-mm.
I was like, mm-mm.
I would be the same.
I was also in heeled boots. You do not salsa in heeled boots.
Which
but...
is much harder to do.
Yeah.
Heel and a toe and a heel and a toe and a slide, slide, slide.
How much money would it take to allow someone to punch you in the face? Be honest.
A hard
too.
Punch?
Yes. And be honest, because you got money, so it's gonna take a lot.
Okay, I need to be honest.
You need to be real here because, listen.
Where
you
are
try,
they punching me?
I would say just a socket, just like a black eye. You're getting a black eye. You're not losing your
eye.
Losing
an eye? I'm not
you're
losing
not going to bleed. You're just getting a good old pow right to the kisser.
Laura.
And your bruised black eye.
I'm so scared. I've never been punched before in my whole life.
So how much would you, what's the check look like?
It would take
like
a lot of money for me to get punched in the face, like 20 grand.
Okay, that's honest. I like that.
It would take me a lot of money to want to get punched in the face. Mm-hmm. On purpose.
So if any of you guys don't like Manny and you want to punch him in the face, you can pay $20,000.
And you will sock me in the eye.
You can sock him in the eye.
But it's going to take it has to be cash.
And if you would like to pay me $100,000, you can hit me 5 times in the eye. I'm just kidding.
Wait, how much would it take you to be punched in the face like
probably
that?
Probably something similar, to be
right?
honest.
Like, because like, no one wants to get punched in the eye.
Honestly,
like that.
Yeah, I don't want to be hit.
I don't want to be hit. I just don't want to hit. I don't want to be touched. I don't want to be touched. Like, I just like, don't even like look at me. Yeah. Like, don't even come my way. Like,
I don't like violent things.
I don't want to be violent. Mm-hmm.
I don't like violence.
What do you think? Is it better to be the youngest, middle, or only oldest child? In your opinion, based off of your track record and your family, do you think it's better to be the youngest, middle, or oldest child?
I think it was, in my specific family, probably best to be the oldest because you got out of the wreckage earlier.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Because shit got worse later, the later and later. So if you're the youngest, you're going to experience more of the shit.
For longer.
Mm-hmm. So in our family, I think my brother probably, not that he looked out, but in a sick way,
right.
Like he got out of the wreckage. Because he moved out when he was like so young, like right out of high school,
but
like 18.
His wreckage was just as long as yours because he was.
But he moved out. He wasn't even living in our shit.
But did you get out at 18 too?
No,
right?
Mm-mm.
But I wonder, like, if like he
but
lived 18
his
years
childhood
still.
Was better. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
And it got worse and
the
worse.
The more kids you have, the
and
less
the
monetary.
And like the situations
resources.
Got worse in our family later on.
Yep.
So I when so whenever he's better. Like, I'm getting the fuck out of here. I was like, still so young.
Bastard.
Yeah, literally, you bastard!
you bastard! So oldest for your family.
For my family, yes. I would say it would have been best to be the oldest to get out of the wreckage sooner.
Love it. I feel like youngest for mine.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would say what I know about your family. Yeah. Like, they had more experience. They had more resources. It got easier.
Yep.
I agree.
Aaron, I feel like Aaron has
I think
it
oldest
the
would be the hardest in your family.
100%. And it was the
and
hardest.
And oldest would be the easiest.
I think it was
mine.
The hardest.
I could see that.
Yeah,
I agree
for sure.
With that.
I had that pressure, that oldest sibling pressure.
What's your ideal retirement plan? I get asked this every fucking day on
no,
the internet, by the way. And I'm like, I'm 35, by the way. They're like, you're so old online. When are you retiring? I'm like, fuck.
I mean, I would love to retire early. Are you kidding me? That would be fucking sickening.
Yeah.
If I could retire at like 50 years old.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
living the dream.
I would love it and just like live out in
dream.
A very just chill way. Like not spending out of my means. Just be able to retire at 50. And
so
just
wait,
kinda,
when,
like, to
when
sunset.
Ideally would you want to like not post? Do you even 50? Know? That's so old
honestly,
for
that's too old.
YouTube.
How am I
not really. Not really, though, because the internet evolved. So more people are online of that age and consuming content. Whereas like a 50-year-old making content creator back in 2018, 16 would
shocking.
Be weird. But
right.
like whenever it comes time for you to be 50, a lot of people are still going to be content creators.
And also I feel like there's definitely a big place for creators who are older mm-hmm. and, you know, and who have a different perspective on life. And so I think that that's a huge, that's like a huge thing to, and also like people, like let's say someone who's older who wants to learn how to do makeup for older skin. That would
well,
work fantastic.
Now you have like
could,
an audience
that
will go to the internet now.
Exactly.
And like when you're 50, there'll be a mega huge audience for that. So like there's going to be like influencers of all ages. Like there's even old like grandmothers on TikTok literally have like motivational accounts.
And I live for it.
Yeah. So
and I love it. So I'm like 50's
not, like,
not
going to be weird when you're 50.
I could post forever. Mm-hmm. I really could. I wouldn't mind posting forever. It's more so like, do I feel like it's my job forever?
Yeah.
That's the issue. It's like, I don't want to make it feel like it's my job, like I have to post for my to live. I think that's the difference. Like when I'm older and I'm able to retire, I can post for just the fuck of it.
Yeah.
And not the idea of like, okay, not only do I get to post for fun, but I have to post because I make money.
Yeah.
What about you?
I don't fucking know. I haven't really thought it through completely.
I haven't either.
You know?
I have a 401k and like I have those things, but like.
But the thing is, whenever I retire, I still want to do something. Because you know
of
I'm a doer.
Yeah, you don't want to be bored.
I'm a doer. I don't know. I probably would like to work at the beach. I see the trash men there. I see the lifeguard.
You want to be a lifeguard?
I see maintenance. I could do any of those jobs. I really could. I will drive the trash truck, probably running over people like this. Like going down the beach, listen to my music.
Lauren, no.
Flicking people off as I go down the beach.
I could literally see you doing that. That's like, the scary part is I can see this.
Honestly, that would be ideal for me.
I like...
You, it's a vision.
100%. If you knew a friend was being cheated on, what would you do?
Okay, let me tell you something right now. Y'all are going to judge me for this, and this podcast is about being open.
About judgment? But...
This podcast is about judging the fuck out of people. So y'all can judge me. It's fine. I knew someone was cheating, and I did not tell the partner because I did not want to get involved.
You're protecting your peace.
I was, and I chose to stay silent in the situation. The person did find out, and it ended in a physical fight. The guns got pulled out at, and I ended up getting pushed so hard, like in the wreckage of the fight, and it ended up, and I was so grateful at that point that I never told, because I don't know what would have happened if, like, that information and how that person would have reacted towards me.
Right.
So at that point, when I saw it go down, I was like, I made the right decision. But I wouldn't. I don't know. It depends on the person. If the, you're getting cheated on, I'm going to tell you in 3.5 seconds, exactly. Honey. I'm going to call them right in front of their face. Hello?
That's what I was going to say. I was like, I think it depends on the gravity of the friendship.
But like,
if one of your best friends, absolutely. Yeah, like, immediately.
Yeah, immediately. But it's like the gravity of the friendship. And like, mm-hmm. I was
an acquaintance.
Girl, I ain't getting involved. Y'all stay safe.
Y'all be okay now. Be careful on these streets. Like,
so like, baby. I didn't tell. I did not tell.
I wouldn't either. I'm not gonna lie.
I'm not getting involved.
I
don't want to get involved in like
other people's lives.
Messy.
No, especially if you're like an acquaintance. Like, get out of here. I'm not telling you shit. That's scary. Spooky. Spooky, okey, kooky.
Are you currently annoyed with any of your friends and why? And don't fucking say me. Who are you annoyed with?
I'm actually not annoyed with any of my friends right now.
So lame.
I'm trying to actually like actively think if there's anyone. Because I would tell you, am I annoyed with anyone?
Not that you've told me.
Like, no, and like I would tell
everybody's
you if I'm annoyed
been on
with
their best behavior.
Because you know I love to start a text with, can I be a bitch real quick?
Yep.
And you know I'm going to go
I'm
in.
Like this, sit down with popcorn.
Of course you can. So I would let you know if I was feeling annoyed by anyone, and no one's like actually actively annoyed me.
Okay, that's fair.
You know, which is lovely.
I like.
Are you Laura?
I have a very very small circle, extremely small.
It's tiny.
No external resources, and so it's hard for me. I just have less problems in my life because
which is
of that.
Lovely.
Yeah.
You've been protecting your peace.
Yeah.
Exactly. A little too much.
A little too much, honey. Because the phone is dry.
Too much. What is something you wish we could do more often as friends? That we could do more often as friends?
I wish as friends, me and Manny are actually quite different people and we like to do different things. But I wish we could like do more shopping because I love shit like that. But... I have a shopping date planned for us already. Next week. Manny recently. If I ever ask Manny to go shopping, he'll do it with me. Like, you always go. Like, you're never like, I don't want to do that.
I like shopping with you.
Yeah.
I'm not like, I don't like to shop by myself. Like, I don't want to go shop.
That is crazy.
For me, like, I'm more of like an online, like, let me just buy my stuff and have it.
Shopping isn't fun. It is fun to you when we go because we're just like having fun and But like, it's a job to you.
It's a job to me. I don't want to try on clothes. I don't want to go in the dressing room. I don't want to sweat while I'm taking off my shirt and chonies. I don't want to do any of those things. So like for me, it's like I'll have fun shopping with you and like it'll be a fun moment because we always like we'll turn it into like let's go get food and shop. Like we'll turn it into a fun thing.
Yeah.
But definitely not like by myself. I'm going to ASOS.com.
You are. Revolve. I know you are.
I'm going to like sources.
Bopping in a Zara.
I'm bopping in a Zara, H&M. Like I'm getting that stuff.
In what ways are you similar to your parents? Ooh, that's a deep
really
question.
Deep. We're gonna have to both answer.
Okay.
With my mom, I have very similar personalities to my mom.
I think so.
Like we're both very bubbly.
You're also twins.
Y'all literally look very similar. Like... I wouldn't say that I'm as extroverted as her. I think she's more extroverted than I am. I'm naturally more introverted, but I can become extroverted in the right circumstances.
Yeah.
For work. Like, I'll become extroverted. But I think personality-wise, like, we're so similar in the ways of just being, like, happy, bubbly. Like, people tend to gravitate towards us. Mm-hmm. And, like, that way. And I think it's, like, the fire sign in us.
Yeah.
My dad, me and him have a lot less similarities. Mm-hmm. I think what I took from him was, like, the aspect of, like, hard work and, like, making sure that you do the best that you can for yourself.
Yeah.
And, like, providing for people that you care about. So that's, like, what I feel like I've taken from my dad.
Yeah.
Is making sure I can, like, take care of people around me. Because he's such a, you know, he's a man's man.
Yeah.
He's so, like.
He is. He's macho. You know,
he's macho. And, like, he's very much from the generation of, like, I'm the man. I'm the provider. Like, I'm going to do this.
Tyler's dad is very like your father.
I think it's really the generational
thing, sweetest man ever when
too.
You get to know him.
Oh, for sure.
Best man ever and will literally do anything for you.
100%.
Manny's dad, one time I bought this mirror off Restoration and I didn't know to check the weight of something. I was just like checking the measurements of the mirror to see if it would fit in the bathroom. This fucking mirror was so heavy that like no matter what we do, we couldn't even pick it up. So Ty was cannot hang this. We call Manny's dad. His fucking dad for free comes to our house and installs this big ass mirror for me. And is like the sweetest man ever.
Oh, my parents like would literally do anything for you guys.
Yes.
That's the thing,
so
is like
sweet.
They like
they're so
with
sweet.
You guys, like they think of you guys as like their,
also
their
like even when we got like canceled, like his parents were like trying to be there for me too as well. Because they saw everything you were going through. Mm-hmm. They knew I was going through the same thing. Mm-hmm. So they were like trying to be there for me too. They know my parents aren't here, you know.
Oh, they like literally would do like literally anything for you. Even like when we have like anything happen, like sources wise, like if we have anything,
totally.
You know, I'm always like, Laura, like I found this like really cool connect, like for like lashes, or 100%. Found this cool connect, like this lab, like very much like that vibe. So they care about you so much.
Yeah,
obviously.
They're honestly the best.
Mm-hmm. What about you? How do you feel like you're similar to your parents?
And, like,
in both parents, like what do you feel like you've taken from both?
I don't, me and my dad didn't have a lot of similarities because I didn't really like my
dad. Other than
dad.
Aesthetically.
We look,
you know what? I'm gonna
so
have, you're
scary
gonna, you're
similar.
Gonna have to, you're going to have to take the similarity aesthetically.
Literally,
tan
I'm
tan as fuck.
Oh.
Skinny. Long neck.
Tall. Everything, our face looks identical. Mm-hmm. And what's crazy is he looks like his brother, my Uncle Paul. So I look just like my Uncle Paul. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So at my mom's funeral, one of my cousins, but he's like older, he's like in his 50s.
Mm-hmm.
He pulled me aside. He is like, I haven't seen you in 20 years, but God damn, you look like your daddy.
And no
I
way. Like, and just that
I
way
know,
too. Your
I
daddy.
Know, your daddy. And I said, I know I do. I look just like him. I think I look identical to my dad, but it's like we are so, my dad, honestly, just like not to sugar, I think he was like one of the most selfish people I've ever met.
Yeah.
And made horrible decisions. And so like I've always aspired to be like kind of the opposite of him.
Yeah.
But I think my mom, on the other hand, who was like one of the best people I ever knew on this earth, she was very like sweet and loving, like the most loving person ever. And I don't think I got like that specifically from her, but I think I got like she was so like smart with the world and like how to live life and take
street
care
smart
of yourself.
As fuck.
The street smartest person ever. She knew how to survive. She knew how to do anything and everything. And I think I naturally picked that up from her.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think I'm like her like that in a lot of ways. Like we have a lot of similarities. Maybe it's because of the way she raised me.
100%.
So like maybe that's where I like picked it all up from. But like
we eventually become like our parents as well. Yeah. Everyone says like the good and the bad like parts of our parents we
carry
close with them and grow up with them, like a lot of times they do carry over into who we become in some capacity, you know what I mean? So I'm sure like you get like the great parts and like some of the shitty parts too. Like we all of our 100%. Parents have good and bad in us and them, and I think that you definitely took like the street smarts for, and also like you're a very kind person.
Well, thank you.
Yes, you're very sweet. You're very sweet, and everyone that knows you knows that you're a sweet person.
How sweet.
It's the truth.
Well, thank
you.
It's
the truth.
My mom was, like, a really sweet person. My mom, and we've told you guys this, but Manny's mom loved each other.
Oh, my God.
Like, loved
literally
each
obsessed. Literally obsessed.
Literally.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews. But now, we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity drink mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out,
so if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments,
head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes. Are there any people in your life who do not accept you as who you are?
Oh my God.
I know, that's like, that one is a deep one, to be honest.
Oh, let me think.
People in your life that do not accept you for who you are. That are in your life.
I have such a small amount of people in my life on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I would say a lot of times my family members, like outer family members, don't necessarily, I don't think they understand who I am.
Totally.
You know, so I think that's the reasoning behind it. But I think not all my family, but I think a lot of people in my family don't agree with my life because they don't understand it, you know?
100%.
And so I would say, like, yeah, there's definitely, yeah, yeah, that have a lot to say, but I'm like, that's fine. Like,
you can say it over there.
I mean, I'm gonna be over here.
I'm over here, live my life. You can sit over there.
And it's like, I've never done anything great without getting a hard time about it. Like, you're never gonna like get to do something big and not get a hard time about it. Like, it's not gonna be easy breezy. Like, of course, you're gonna lose people, and people are gonna
want to shit on you about things.
Yeah, 100%. So, like, I feel like this normal to a degree.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
Especially because, like, you're like, when you think about it too, like, your distant family, like, let's say, like, when they look at you, they think, like, damn, like, look at Laura. She became this, like, LA influencer, you know, all about that world. And it's like, it's so vastly different
mm-hmm.
from their world, but that doesn't mean that you didn't kill yourself to get there. Like, you got out because you wanted to. Mm-hmm. So people, a lot of times, because they don't understand it, they'll judge you for it.
That's how I feel. I feel like I get judged a lot in the family area because it's so far removed from my family, what I do is, and, like, where I live, that I feel like, there's, like, a lot of walls up there.
Absolutely. I feel I literally feel the exact same with, like, distant family, but more so in the fact of, like, me being gay.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, I have family members who are very conservative, very, you know, Republican.
Yeah.
Very, like, you know, not into the gay, like, you know, being gay is, like, a choice.
Yeah.
You know, I have people like that in my family. They're not people I associate with or people that I talk to or people that I really care about. But it's definitely there. And I would say that's the same for me. It's like, I don't associate with them and they're not technically in my life. But by blood, they're part of me in some way.
Yeah.
They're not, like, part of my life.
I've always been, I guess what helps me to disconnect from it and not really care about it too is, one, I'm over here and I fully take the care of myself. 100%. I don't, if I needed stuff from other people, like, it would affect me more, but, like, I don't need, but I'm able to detach from it because, like, I've lived my independent life for so long. So it's like, and that's what, honestly, one of my most important things in teaching Aaron, which my mom taught me, how to take care of yourself fully, how to pay every one of your bills, how to, like, fully take care of yourself with no one else there. My mom taught me that, and that was probably my best lesson ever. It made me a really strong person, because when you have that, you get to pick and choose who's in your life.
Yeah.
But if you constantly need someone else to pay your bills, or you need someone else's roof to live over, you need someone to pay your car insurance, you need to bum this car from somebody and borrow this and borrow that, you're not going to get to pick and choose who's in your life.
You're forced into
those situations with people who can be toxic and horrible because you're not fully independent yourself. So it's like, one of the strongest things you can teach your children, I think, is how to take care of themselves, how to work, how to make money, how to pay bills, how to get your own car, and, like, all those things. So
the second independence comes, freedom comes with it. So the importance of being independent is, like, so
it's huge, and
not having to be, and obviously dependence on, like, certain situations, but, like, when you're not dependent on other people monetarily, you become so free. And then when you're not dependent on their opinion of you, you become free in the way of emotionally, you know. And I think that's so important to, like, you know, when you are able to take care of yourself internally, like, with self-soothing and being able to know that you are, like, the shit in your own mind, but also externally, monetarily, you are, like, truly free.
Yeah.
And you got to choose who you want to be in your life.
There you have it.
Preach.
Are you scared or excited about getting older?
This answer for me changes a lot, all the time.
I know.
To be honest, it changes all the time. Most of the time, most of my life, it's been like, I'm scared. I don't want to get old. I don't like the idea of it. But as I get older, I become more accepting. And I don't know if it's, like, just something in your head that just happens as you get older naturally. Like, you just become more accepting because you're getting older and you notice that things are, like, great.
Yeah.
You know, and, like, you become happy with your age and become happy with things going on. And, like, you become happy with more maturity. You become happy with all these things in your life that come when you get older. That's, like, when I was younger, I was like, fuck, I want to die when I'm 60.
Yeah.
I literally would, like, think that. You're crazy. Oh, I don't want to get past 60.
You're crazy.
I know. When I was literally, like,
honey, in California, 15
years old,
I see 80-year-olds running down the beach in a bikini.
Literally. No, when I was, like, 15 years old and, like, a teenager, I would literally be like, oh, my God, I want to be past 60. That's, like, that's too old. I'm so scared. And as I get older, I'm literally like, oh, my God, what am I talking about? Like,
that's the best years.
Crazy. It's the best. It's great. It's amazing. So I think that it changed a lot for me. Now I'm kind of like, oh, you know what? Like, I'm excited to be able to see what the shit I've put into my life accumulates to when, as I get older.
It's because of all the things you've done in your younger years. You're going to be able to, like,
appreciate them in my older.
Yeah, like, reap the rewards into your older years and enjoy your older years.
And I'm going to get a facelift.
I will be there at the hospital beside you getting one, too.
So for me, I'm like, maybe it's going to happen.
It's,
like,
not even a thing.
Do you feel like you get scared of your age? Like, does it ever freak you out, too?
Yes.
In aspects?
It only, okay, the mortality of it does, because when my mom died, I realized how short life is. It gave me, that was the first time I had, like, really deep perspective on, like, how actual short life is.
Totally.
Like,
because it hit you more close.
Real short. You know, whenever you actually lose someone in their 60s, and that can be anyone.
Of course.
You're like, damn, this life is really short. And then I go, well, shit, like, I'm already 30. If I were to pass away in my 60s, I only get this lifetime over again. That's so short. Mm-hmm. So in that way, because time flies faster, the older you get, mm-hmm. it just goes by faster. Like mortality, yes. But I will say I am, like, I'm literally excited to be 40. I'm yeah. not going to be 40 for a while. But like when I think of 40, I'm excited about it because of where I will be at and where I'm at now. Like the mm-hmm. direction things are going. Like when I was 30, I was scared to be 35, but now that I'm 35, that like, just worked out so well for me. Mm-hmm. And so it's been like such a much more beautiful life in my 30s than in my 20s. Cause I put 100%. In like the crazy drama and work and the madness all in my 20s. And like all that's behind me in my 30s. Yes,
30s
and like
is more I'm peace.
Just reaping the rewards of what I did in my 20s. And so I know by the time I get my 40s, it's only going to get better. And I'm literally excited for it. I'm just have enjoyed my life so much that mm-hmm. I don't want to be closer to death, but
100%.
We're all dying.
And that's like the, like that's the actual like mortality of it.
Yeah.
Like,
that's what scares
away,
me. Being like,
course,
damn, like my 40 years are up. I only get like, if I'm really, really lucky, 45, 50 left. And mm-hmm. like, that makes me sad because like I've enjoyed life.
Yeah. You've enjoyed living.
Mm-hmm.
So you're scared of the aspect of death in
yeah.
general.
Yeah. But who knows when I get there, I
maybe
might
be there'll
be ready.
More technology by that time. We can leave to 150.
I don't want
to
do that. I don't want to do that. Nope.
Maybe we can become cyborgs and just be alive forever.
Nope. What you got?
Have you ever faked it in bed?
Yeah, I probably have.
Have you?
I can't think of a very like Tyler. Ah! I probably have.
I know I have.
How?
Not faking it in the way of like combustion, but definitely okay. faking it in the like
oh,
having
yeah,
fun.
So, oh god,
but I'm
yes.
not and like having a great time. Like where I'm just yes. like, I'm like, oh yeah, that's so great. And I'm like, fuck, get me out of here, dude.
Oh yeah.
Like, get me out of here. Where I'm like, girl, put more lube. Like, were you crazy? The fuck you doing, bitch? I'm in pain.
Wait, I caught that late.
I'm in pain. Add some lube. You bastard.
When's the last time you cried and what were you crying over?
The last time I cried was last week.
Because
I got in a fight with my mom.
No, yeah. Manny, I'm shocked.
Because I got in a fight with my... No, it was 2 weeks ago. Me and
gotcha.
Her, we got in a fight.
Yeah.
And we got into an argument.
You two remind me of sisters sometimes because y'all be going at it, honey.
100%. But the thing is, like, because we work together,
yeah.
like, emotions can run high.
Of course.
And so it was like... I think I had said something that offended her and she got upset. And then I realized I offended her and then I got upset because I was sad that I did that. And then I started crying. So she was crying. I was crying on the phone. I swear to God. I'm not even kidding. We were crying on the phone. And I was like, and I was just telling her that I was, it's good. Also, like, you know, sometimes when like you're going through the gig so much, but you haven't cried. So it kind of bottles up. But then
you
once you start
up.
A tear, it's hard to like stop it.
The floodgates will open.
So like the floodgates just ended up opening because I was already like upset from like the week. In general, I was already just like going through the gig. So I was like, okay. And before that, I hadn't cried in months.
Yeah.
That's why I remember it. Because it happened 2 weeks ago.
Up.
And I was like, oh, like I literally just cried.
I can't remember.
So I'm good. I've saved tears now.
Good. You're backed up again.
I'm back. No, I mean, like, I'm just not a big crier. Like,
a lot of males are not.
Yeah, I'm just naturally
like,
not a huge
men
crier.
A lot are not. I've only seen.
I would like it.
Yeah.
But I've only seen
Tyler cry like 5 times out of 15
no.
years. Yeah, he doesn't cry.
Yeah, I'll cry at like things that like if I'm like, I don't know. I for me, like the only things that really can make me cry are like my parents.
Yeah.
And the way of like not like being mean to me, but in the way of like if I like disappointed them or like
yeah.
something like if I hurt their feelings, I'll get
you
sad.
You had your heart broken the other week by a guy. So don't say that's the only thing.
I haven't cried for a boy since 2020.
But it can happen.
It's very seldom and far between.
It's seldom.
But I can cry over a boy. That can happen. But it's just, for me, just hard. Like I just don't cry often.
Yeah.
It takes me a while to get there. Was that
I
me?
I asked you that. Yeah.
Okay. What is something that you've been very stressed about recently?
Besides the Minim socks.
Other than the Minim socks, what's something that's been making you feel a little uneasy?
We have family visiting for a week straight.
Oh my God.
And
soon?
I just, in December.
Oh yeah, it's coming.
And
you've been thinking. And you be thinking.
I hope it all goes well.
Wait, which family is
visiting? I think it will. It's Ty's and his family is like absolutely wonderful.
Great.
And
that'd be lovely.
We try to get them to come out more than they come, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like, we love having them. Mm-hmm. But I don't think I've ever had someone stay at my house for 7 days before.
Oh, it's at your house? Mm-hmm. Oh, this is where that's where you lost me. I was wondering, I was like, why would you even be nervous about it?
I don't think I ever had.
Your house.
I don't think I've ever had anyone at my house for 7 days.
An Airbnb or hotel.
Mm-mm.
I'm gonna stay at your house for 7 days.
I'm gonna beat the shit out of you and you're gonna cry.
And I will cry. My 1 year cry will be activated then.
What was the last thing that humbled you?
You guys, I feel like I get humbled. You know what?
Honestly,
I feel like
same. I get humbled
every day.
Honestly, same. The internet
humbles me every fucking day.
They won't let you have a restful sleep. Not
I can't
once.
Have a break sometimes.
Not even a break. They're gonna make sure.
I literally, like, when I fucking did the face reveal of Spill Sass, which was my most recent humbleina.
Oh shit!
Just people
Why?
Were like, kind of like I had told her too. I was like beforehand. I was like, yo, you know, you are a commentary drama channel. There's people in that community that don't like me as much.
Are there?
Shocking. A shocking revelation. There's people that, guess what, Laura, don't like me.
What?
Gag.
Well, this
gag.
Is news to me.
I know. Gagachandra. But I told her, I was like, yo, listen, like, you might be getting some, like, comments, you know, just letting you know. And she was like, no, I totally understand. And so I did. You know, she got comments and I had, like, saw some of them. And it's just kind of like, well, there's my humbulation right there. Like, I just got humbled.
Girl, they make sure.
They make sure to let me know. They make sure to let me know that I'm not perfect.
Oh.
And that I'm a mess.
Oh.
You know, well, and just the reality
thank
of life.
You said thank you.
I said thank you so much. I understand. And I'm moving on.
Thank you for that.
No, but I mean, at the end of the day, it's like, people just won't like you all the time.
Oh, God.
That's just reality. I mean, and, like, that's okay.
You can't expect that.
As long as I'm happy, yeah, I'm happy.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm chilling. Describe the last time you felt really confident in yourself.
I'm trying to think of, like, a specific moment.
A moment. Think of a moment, like, where you're like, damn, sickening. I'm a hot ass bitch. Or damn, I'm sickening. Damn, I'm boots.
Let me look at my camera roll.
Let me look at myself and my camera roll. When do I look good?
When did I look good?
I snatched?
When was I snatched? I'm trying to think, like, specifically, like, super confident, like, yes.
What about when?
Give it to me.
At your photo shoots when you're the most glam.
No.
What about at a wedding when you're looking snatched?
I feel, you know what? I do feel really confident whenever I get dressed up at weddings and, yes, like...
And, like, the hair and the
honestly,
makeup,
too,
glam.
Just, like, I feel confident whenever I'm with my closest with friends. I do, because, like, I feel like I can, like, 110% be myself and, like, yeah. I don't have to, like, be quiet or, like, you mm-hmm. know, like...
Calm down.
Yeah. Like, I don't give a fuck what you think about me. So, it's, like, that's, like, a confident thing.
It is,
so,
yeah.
I think, like, whenever I'm hanging out with, like, my closest friends and can be stupid, I probably feel most confident.
Absolutely. Do you remember... Oh, my God, Laura, do you remember that when that woman smacked me the other day?
Oh,
when
my
we were
gosh.
Out during Halloween. When I was out during Halloween. Yes. You guys, I was out during Halloween. I told Laura this. I was, like... Tell me why this woman, she was at the bar. I don't know why I was trailing, because I was like, we were just talking about, like, hanging out, being confident, feeling, like, comfortable. And I remember, like, recently I went out and I was like, Laura, I have to tell you this. This woman at the bar, she was so fucked up. She was gone with the wind. She literally was, like, unwell. And I could tell because she was, like, looking at me kind of like, like, very, like,
crazy
lazy
eyes.
Eye. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. So she was, like, kind of, like, feeling me, touching my legs and touching my body, touching my chest. I was kind of like, you know, and I'm like, she's fucked up. So I'm just kind of, like, naturally just kind of, like, kind of pushing her off, like, not really saying anything. I felt a sting so hard. She had wound up, smacked the shit out of my legs, the back of my legs here, like, about to hit my ass. Like, she was close to it.
Attempted to
hit my ass, slaps the shit out of my legs. I turned around so fast. I grabbed her hand, swung her hand so hard off of me because her hand was still on me. Swung it so hard, she, like, spun around. And I was literally like, get the fuck off me.
What the fuck is she thinking, well, putting her hands on someone crazy? Else at a club?
No, literally. And then, of course, on Z, she goes up to him and starts, like, on his face is, like, kind of doing this after I had already, like, got her off of me.
That's so annoying.
She grabs his cheek, pulls his cheek in to, like, just kind of be like, oh, come here. Pulls her cheek and he was like,
oh, I was
freaking out. And so we finally were like, get this lady
out of here.
Like, this is, she's literally not well. But it was something that I was like, oh, I want to tell the full fam this. Like, it was just like how this crazy woman.
What a psychopath. She does not belong in the public if she can't act right.
If you can't act right and you know how to handle yourself, get the fuck out of here. If you have to put your hands on someone
at a club, get out of the fucking club.
I haven't been hit in so long.
You wished it was a daddy, didn't you?
I didn't even hit the way I wanted to be hit.
How do you imagine a stranger would describe you?
Like a stranger met me?
Uh-huh, like, how would they describe you?
I think that a stranger would describe me. Because
I've seen people on TikTok describe you all the time.
I think that if someone met me and knew nothing about me, okay. Let's do that. Let's say no preconceived
notions. First impressions,
they meet me, I think that they would think I'm a charismatic, sweet person.
Oh, I love that.
That's what I genuinely think that they would think about
me. They probably would, honestly.
And that they'd be like, oh, he has a nice, happy smile and he's charismatic. That's what I would think, for real. What do you think that they would think about
people
you?
People always that meet me or describe me or say when I said something, they always go like this. I'm Marlene. Like, they do this horrible, like, crazy fucking country accent.
But Laura, you don't even have a crazy country accent.
I think I must to some degree, though, because every single person does it. Like, they'll tell a story and be like, but Laura goes, and it's always like that. Like, it's always never just normal. Yeah, out of nowhere. It's never just like this normal, like, voice. It's like, yeah. And then Laura goes, well, now we're dead. Oh my God, is that how I sound to you all? Is that it? Because you have noticed. Laura, no. And people aren't even doing it to be mean or make fun of me. They're literally just describing.
Like, they're imitating what you're
saying. But I will say,
like,
whenever I do Val, I talk like Val. So that's what they're doing to me. They're like picking up what they're hearing.
But I really don't think that, like, unless you're saying certain words like oil or like boil or soil, I don't hear a country accent.
You've been around me for too long.
Oh, you think that too long?
I think it's possibility. Oh,
you just did it.
You know what? I heard too, it, Laura. Whenever I'm on the internet, I talk a lot more proper. I try to not say my words. I try to make my, you know, serious. Like, yes. Like, try to, like, take myself serious. But when I'm around my friends or, like, any of y'all, like, I will say I'm a little more lax in the way
especially,
I talk.
Like, maybe if you have alcohol too, maybe, like, does that loosen?
I mean, I'm sure. And listen, when I'm out with the girls, like, I'm not, girl, we're just throwing in. And we're like, just going do sound really country, to be honest with you. So they'd probably be like, she's a little country bumpkin.
Well, you're hilarious. So everyone go fuck themselves.
Well, thank you for that.
How about that? And anyone that has anything to say about that can answer to me.
That's right. I hired him to say that.
Who do you go to for advice?
If it's about something that I think would make sense, you often, because you are a very trusted source, and I feel like, be honest, I had a question for you the other day. Like, I remember something was going on, and I like hit you up because I was like, Manny, or even like I had a comment, I was like, what is this mean?
Yes,
like, honestly,
yes.
Like, things like that. It depends on what the problem is, but this is one of my life lessons. Basically, if you want advice for something, go to people who have done what you're seeking advice about before. Like, don't, if you have advice about running a business, don't go to your girlfriend just because you're close to them. Go to someone who's ran a fucking brand before and ask them for advice. 100%. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, go to people, like, I'm not going to go to my sister for a social media question. But if I had another question about a family member or a recipe or just something that would have to do with her, I would totally ask her.
Mm-hmm.
You, friend, like, tons of stuff, because we have loads in common. So I tend to go probably you, Tyler. Sorry, Aaron. I don't go to Aaron's very young.
Aaron's very young. You'll get there eventually.
I do be telling Aaron, though, family tea, though.
You would spill the tea with her. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily asking for advice, or you're spilling the tea.
I give her a lot of unsolicited advice.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
A lot of
baby,
unsolicited
I'm sure that advice.
Advice,
she's like, God.
I was literally on the phone with her for an hour yesterday, just telling her.
Advice. That she didn't ask for.
And I was also like, you should talk to your therapist about
that's true. X, honestly, Y, therapy.
Because sometimes she'd be just jabbering her therapist's ear off about nothing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, we're struggling with confidence. Don't just go talk to your therapist about work tea. That day, like tea. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Like, let's talk about things that you can get tools to work on.
Tools. We need
like,
tools.
So I'm always like trying to guide her, you know? Like, I can't help it. I'm sure she's like, shut up. But
no, but it's good. I think that, I mean, I don't think that she would tell you those things if she didn't want some type of opinion or like some type of insight
on
something. And
I am very, like, she can tell me the craziest fucking shit that happened and did. And I am very anti-freak out. Like, I'm very like, this is what I honestly think.
Totally. As long as she's not doing something crazy, you're not going to freak out.
Right. Right.
Within
and like,
reason.
Honestly, like, I'm pretty chill because she's almost 20. So it's like, you know, every year I loosen up.
You loosen the reins.
Mm-hmm. Like, these are going to be your problems learning and years. Not mine. Yeah, your learning
these
years.
These are her learning years.
Yeah.
Which is like, you know, there's just the reality of life as you get older in your young 20s.
But I'll be here till the end of time until I'm not anymore to guide her.
Why did it say until you're not anymore?
Oh, no. Don't do it. What about you?
Who do I go to for advice?
Yeah.
You, of course. Mm-hmm.
We go to, both of us go to our managers a lot.
Oh my God.
Like,
yes,
if it has
course.
Something like, to do with like
work wise, yeah. Definitely go to my manager. I mean, I go to my girls, like you guys. Like, yeah. I go to you, Daniel's.
It's like trusted
Gabriel,
people
like,
too.
My most trusted friends and confidants. Mm-hmm. Of course, I go to my parents about things. Like, if I have advice, like things I need advice about, I'll be like, my dad will be like, anything with my home. Like, dad, my key won't work. What do I do? Like, things like that, yeah. With the car stuff, or like my mom, just like, you know, with anything.
Yeah.
Just, it just depends on like what I'm, it's like you, it's like you kind of seek out with like what it depends with.
Right.
But most of the time I'm asking you for advice, like,
right.
For the vast majority.
Yeah.
I'm sure if I had like a Tyler,
you
I would ask like
totally
him for advice, but that's the difference.
Yeah. I love that.
I've also asked Tyler for advice.
Oh, 100%.
Like, in person, I'd be like, yo, what the fuck am I doing with this? Like,
yeah. Tyler's sure. A really good, because Tyler's like a smart person.
Tyler's a smart one of us.
He's a smart
three.
One. So he's really good.
He's a smarty.
To go to for advice. Because mm-hmm. So, I feel like he also gives mature answers.
Yes, and you know me, if I'm like, even like with the bike situation, I'm like, Tyler, will you get us a theme for the bike? Like, I was like, he like will help with that look, stuff. Look. He's like this.
He's like gushing over this.
Because like, I was like, you know, things I don't know about. I like to ask for advice and I like to ask for insight on things.
Yeah.
Unless it's something that I feel like very, like, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Other than that, then yeah, absolutely. I love asking for advice.
Yeah. So that's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well.
I feel like that's it. I mean, we have a gazillion more cards, but I feel like we've been recording for a while now.
Well, you got some tea out of us today.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I think we had some really good insight on like certain things though too.
Yeah.
I do feel like we were able to answer honestly and be insightful in ways.
Yeah.
You know, you are a very insightful person. That's why I asked you a lot of questions too.
Likewise.
And you're very smart.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. You mm-hmm. are too.
And that's it, you guys. That's it for today's episode. But we hope you guys had fun watching. By the way, side note, me and Laura are taking a break at the end of the year.
Oh,
I forgot to mention. We'll mention it again, of course, like towards
like
the beginning
of
another episode.
Like the last 2 weeks of December, there will not be a full coverage episode. We will continue to remind you, but we just didn't want to blindside.
Yeah, no, we're not blindsiding you guys. We are letting you guys know we are taking a little break at the end of the year for the holidays, just to spend time with fam and stuff like that. Like,
take
do
some
our own
time
thing.
Off, refresh ourselves. Like,
so last 2 weeks of December, no full coverages.
We'll and then we'll be back. We'll be back with a new year.
Mm-hmm. We'll be back in the new year, and that is where we'll be coming back from. But just letting you guys know that.
Don't forget to rate, like, and subscribe. Thank you guys for being here, and we will see you next Friday.
Bye, guys.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, it just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out,
so if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments,
head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.